Begin the current daf, Masech Nisvachim daf Samach Alpha. Begin on the bottom of Samachim and Beis, 9 lines up in the bottom of the Yamad, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, we had been discussing, because related back to the opening halacha of our perek regarding the pasuk that is the disagreement between Rabbi Yishai and Rabbi Yehuda regarding slaughtering on the top of the Mizbeach itself regarding Kachi Kachim, if it's the whole thing or only half the thing. As the Gemara explained, it's based on the pasuk Vezavach, the love Veselasecha, Veshlamecha. Now, in that same pasuk, there was an interpretation of Rav that a love doesn't mean on it, but rather because of it, which means the Mizbeach Shenifkam, the Kachim that are there at that time are going to be pasul. Now, related to that, similarly, the Gemara said a different halacha regarding Mizbeach Shenifkam, if the Mizbeach was deficient, then there's a different psul of eating the karbanis that are there at that time. Where it says, by the mincha, the shiyari mincha, leftovers cannot be eaten because it says Eitzla Mizbeach, which of course you don't have to eat near the Mizbeach, but it means only if the Mizbeach is whole. And so too, we know that regarding all Kachi Kachim, because it's Gzeirah Shabbat, it says Kachi Kachim by the Mincha, so too for all other Kachi Kachim. Then the Gemara says, and how do you know the same thing applies to Kachim Kalim, to the lower level Karbanas, that you cannot eat the leftover parts if the Mizbeach is Nifka? So that Abaya brought from the Drash of Rabbi Yasi, from the price of Rabbi Shmuel, that you find by the Bechor, that the meat is compared to its dam, and just like the dam, of course, needs the Mizbeach, to throw the blood on it, so too the meat of the Bechor, which is the Kachim Kalim, and so too Rabbi Shmuel had said, similarly a Hekesh will teach you the same thing applies to Meiser, that regarding Meiser Shein, it has to be brought up to Yerushalayim, you cannot eat it Bezman Hazeh, because it's compared to Bechor, which also cannot eat Bezman Hazeh. Why can you not eat it? Because the meat of the Bechor, even though you did all the Avigdus before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and then the Mizbeach is Nifkam, it's compared to the Dam. So you see, Kachim Kalim also cannot be eaten at the time when the Mizbeach is Nifkam. Now, on that Allah of Abai, the Gemara tells us, Kiselik Ravan, when Ravan went up to Eretz Yisrael, Amr L'Shmaita, he said over this teaching of Abai, that Kachim Kalim become Pasul also when the Mizbeach becomes Pagum, where, as he brought it from the Drash of Rabbi Yasi, that a Bechor is going to be Pasul Bizman Hazeb because the Mizbeach is Pagum, and therefore you can't eat it either. So he said it over Kamed Rabbi Yirmiya. So Amr Birmiya said, Bavloi Tibshai, foolish Babylonians, Amatl de Yasvi Ba'arach HaShecha, since they live in dark lands, Amr Shmaitza de Machashkat, they say over dark teachings. Lo Shemilu Hadatanya, didn't they hear the following Brysa, which is going to disprove the premise of Abaya? The first Brysa says as follows, B'shas Siluk Masai, is at a time when they would take away the travels, which means to say when they would take apart the Mishkan, because there were Membez Masais, there were 48 travels that they did in the Midbar, so they had to dismantle the Mishkan, travel, and then build it back up again. So when they were dismantling the Mishkan, they would have to remove, obviously, the Mizbeach from its place. That's the times when they would travel in the Midbar. So says the Braisa, during those times when they were traveling, Kachim Nifsalim, the meat of the Kachi Kachim would become pasul. Now, the assumption of the Gemara right now is because at that time, there was a removal of the Mizbeach. It's like the Mizbeach is pogum, like the Mizbeach is not around anymore. Now, how do you know that? Because the Braisa continues and says, V'zavim u'mitzayram mishtalchem chutz l'machna. The Mitzayra cannot go into any of the three camps. There's a halacha that's brought in Parshas Tazria and Mitzayra, that the certain tumas have to be sent out of camps, and some more severe tumas have to be sent out even further. Mitzayra cannot go into any, even Machne Yisrael, even to that where the tribes live. And the Zav cannot go into Machne Leviya, which is those who carry the Aron. As the Gemara says later on, the Samach Alpha Mabez, that even when the Mishkan is traveling, it still has the halachic status as Oel Moed, the camps still have their halachic status. Now, so obviously, when it says over here that the Kachim are going to be Pasul, it's not because, as one could think to interpret, because of a Pasul of Yoitze, where the halacha is that Kachim, although they can be eaten, but have to be eaten within the area of the Azara or the Chatzar Oel Moed, but when you're traveling, so the curtains get taken down, there's no more Mizbeach, so there's no more camp anymore, there's no more holy area of the Azara, that's what's going to be possible. And that's what the Bryce is saying, no, obviously not, because we see that even when they're traveling, and that's why the Mitzaram and the Zavim can still not be in that area, even when they're traveling, it's still considered Oyel Mayit, so you still have that area. So then why are the Kachim possible? Obviously, and this part of the Gemara's question is because the Mizbeach is not around anymore. So though the area still has sanctity, but it's Siluk Mizbeach, it's like the halacha of Mizbeach Shepagum. So the Kachim are possible. Now, the problem is, and this Braisa doesn't say anything, what type of Kachim, but it says Kachim are possible. But then there's another Braisa that says, B'shnei Mekayim is Kachim Necholim. There are two types of places that Kachim could be eaten. One in their place, which is when everything is settled where it's supposed to be eaten, which are the certain camps that it says regarding the Mishkan in its place. Then in another place, which is even when they're traveling on their journeys, even then one can eat, which is a contradiction. The first braisa is telling us when they're traveling, then the kachem is going to be pasul, because there's no mizbeach. The second braisa is saying that, no, two places, when it's in regular mode or even journey mode. So you see that even when they're traveling, the kachem are going to be kosher. So how do we resolve the contradiction? And that says, Rabbi Yirmiyah, in contradiction to Abaya, my love is in the resolution as follows. Ha, the first braisa says it's invalid with bekachim kachim. That we know, like we said in the previous daf, from Mincha, where you cannot eat from the kachim kachim when there's no mizbech. And when they're traveling, there's no mizbech because it's not in its place. Ha, bekachim kalim. The second braisa that's saying that you could eat it even in travel mode is because that's talking about kachim kalim, which you could eat it even without mizbech, which contradicts Abaya from the previous daf, that he was trying to prove from the drush of Rabbi Yisi that even kachim kalim are going to be possible to eat if there's no mizbech. Obviously, from the contradiction of braisa, you see that you could eat it even if there's no mizbeach, like when they're traveling, regarding kachim kalim. And that Ravina said, no, it's not a contradiction. Idibi kachim kalim, actually both braisas are not talking about kachim kachim, they're actually both talking about kachim kalim. V'loy kasha, and still it's not a difficulty, both in the contradiction and on Abaya, because as we continue on top of Samach Alef and Aleph, ha, the first braisa is Rabbi Yishmol, that's Rabbi Yishmol, which is, as we said on the previous daf, that's the braisa that Abaya had brought, and that's what Abaya is going like, is that he learns that the basar of the Bechar from the dama of the Bechar. And therefore, the same thing would apply, not just like in the times that Rabbi Shmuel was talking about after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so too in the times of the Mishkan in the desert, when they had removed the klayim and the mizbeach and everything else, since you can't throw the blood. So then, yeah, the meat is also going to be possible from being eaten. Ha, the second braisa is the Rabbanon, who the Rabbanon don't have this hakish of comparing the meat to the blood. And therefore, it's not difficult on Abaya. In other words, now there's no more contradictions in braisas, because actually machlokes contradiction is when it's the same opinion, but contradictory. It's not. One braisa is talking about like Rabbi Shmuel, and it's even talking about kachim kalim, the first braisa. And it's always going to be possible like what Abaya said, because we know Bechar, which is kachim kalim, its basar is learned that from its dam. And just like dam needs a mizbeach, so too the basar. The second braisa that says, yeah, that it's going to be kosher even in b'shnei mekaymas, which is even when they're traveling, even if there's no mizbeach, is like the Rabbanan, who we have no source for them that kachim kalim is going to be possible to be eaten when the mizbeach is not there or when it's pogam. That's one approach. Vibay say more. Everyone says the Gemara, you could say a different answer for the contradiction, and also that's not going to be difficult on Abaya. Havaha, that actually both braisas, primarily what we want to say, even the second braisa, is b'kachi kachim. It's also toma kachi kachim. Well, that's really difficult, because the first braisa, for sure, if it's saying it's possible, it's for sure by kachim kachim. The question is regarding kachim kalim, but for sure kachim kachim. And you tell me the second braisa that says it's kashim b'shnei mekaymas is also kachim kachim? Yeah. And therefore, as we're going to see, it has no relevancy to Abaya, who his halacha was regarding kachim kalim, because umay b'shnei mekaymas, what does the second braisa mean when it says it's valid in two places, not regarding one when it's in its station and one when it's traveling? Because we're not talking about regarding removing the mizbeach. Because like Abaya says, kachim kachim for sure, and even kachim kalim is not valid when there's no mizbeach. Rather, what the Brice is referring to when it says two places is one is kodim sheyamidu levim es hamishkan. Before the levim put up the mishkan, which as Rashi explains in detail, is meaning when the mishkan is set up as it's supposed to be. That's the normal way. And one, the other reference to the second place, as Tomas we continue to Medbez, is Ula Achar Sheyifriku Alevim Es Mishkan, is after that they already dismantled the Mishkan, meaning to say that they had taken down the beams and the curtains of the Chatzar, but the Mizbech is still in its place. Because as Abaya says, even Kachim Kalim, but for sure Kachim Kachim, it needs the Mizbech. Now, as Rashi points out, as we mentioned, although the words of the Gemara is Kaidim Sheyamidu Levim Es HaMishkan, the first case that it's describing is that before they put up the Mishkan, it's not precise. Because, first of all, it's not possible to have that the Mizbeach should be there without the Mishkan put up. Because before, there were many different parts of the Levim, which each different family of Levim did a different job. Before the B'nai Kahas, who were the ones who carried the Mizbeach when they were traveling, The B'nai Gershon Merari, who they were the ones that carried the parts of the Mishkan, they would come first. In contrast, the second way that we said that it's coming to include, when they were traveling regarding putting it down, they would first put down the Mishkan. In other words, he had the B'nai Gershon Merari, who they would travel after one camp, after one flag. The B'nai Kos, who they carried the Mizbeach, they were after two flags, after two elements of the Jewish people, so that the B'nai Gershon could get there first, and then they set up the Mishkan before the B'nai Kos are going to get there, like it says in the Pasuk, that after the traveling of the flags of the people of Yehuda, then they put down the Mishkan, and then after the two flags, well, then the family of Kohath who carried the Mishkan, which is the Aron, the Mizbeach, and the Klei Sharis, then they came and the B'nai Gershon set up the Mishkan and until the family of Kohath had came. So there is not possible to say that the Mizbeach is there, but the Mishkan wasn't put up yet, because the Mishkan was always put up before the Mizbeach was put up. And it says Rashi, and even if you're going to say that, let's say they didn't do it the appropriate way and they changed the order, that let's say they first put the Mizbeach and it was even before the Mishkan was put up, but then how it would still wouldn't be possible, because how could they slaughter a carbon before the Mishkan is put up? But the Gemara told us in Ezim Ukamid of Nonheim Abeis regarding a Shlomim that slaughtered before the Levium put up the Mishkan, and you have Pesach Oyel Moed, it's going to be invalid. Unless, says Rashi, if you want to go ahead and say with two criteria. One is, let's say, they changed the order. So although, yeah, as we pointed out, it always was that the Mishkan was up before the Mizbeach, and again, we're answering in this question that everyone holds the Mizbeach has to be here. But let's say they changed the order. And moreover, you have to say that the Gemara in Ezim Ukayman was only specifically regarding a carbon shlamim, because over there the pasuk says v'shachtu pesach oil ma'id, and that we don't learn out other kachrim from the carbon shlamim. Then you would be able to say, as the simple translation of a Gemara, that what's the two places? One is literally before the Levim even put up the Mishkan, as long as the Mizbeach is there, and the other case is that after they dismantled the Mishkan. So both are talking about, if you want to say that in that contrived interpretation, that the Mishkan is not there, but the Mizbeach is there. That's the chiddush that we're coming to say in this halach of the second brisa. But not as we had assumed in our question, that it's talking about regarding the consumption when there's no more Mizbeach, and it's coming to say that even when they're traveling, the Mizbeach is not around, that you could eat it. Because no, that as Abaye had said, according to everyone, and as Abaye had wanted to say it, even in Kachem Kalam, if there's no Mizbeach, you cannot eat the karbanas. Rather, what's the chiddush of the second braisa regarding shnei mekaymos? It's regarding eating kachay kachim without the curtains. The mizbeach has to be there, but there's no curtains, meaning the rest of the Mishkan is not set up. Because ma'av detema, well, you say that since there's no curtains over there, if salahu b'yaitzei, it would be a different invalidation. Not because of the halacha mizbeach that we're discussing from the previous daf. Rather, because halacha of kachay kachim requires that it be eaten in a certain perimeter of the azara. Now, if there's no curtains surrounding, there's no azara, there's no chatzar oil mayid, and therefore the kachay kachim would be invalidated because it left the perimeter, not because of the mizbeach. Kamash bulan, that's the chiddush of the braisa, that even if there's no curtains up, whether before, like we said, possibly, or for sure even after, that's still going to be valid. But of course, the mizbeach is there. And it does has nothing to do with Abaye's halacha that maybe even Kachem Kalam requires the Mizbeach to be there. But for sure, Kachem Kalam, what they were discussing, the Shnei Mekaymis is just that the curtains are not up. But that has to come up, but why don't you, how do we understand this, Braisa? Why don't you say that it's possible because of Yaitzi if there's no curtains up? No curtains up, so it left the area. There's no more area of Chatzar El Mayit. How could you eat Kachem Kachem? And that says the Gemara, Makra, the Pasuk says in Mamidbar, Benasa Oyel Mayit, that the tent of the assembly would travel. What you see from the wording is, what do you mean, oil moed when they're traveling? When you're traveling, there's no oil moed. There was no mishkan. It was dismantled. So you see that Avah Pishanasa, even when it was traveling, oil moed, it was considered oil moed. And that's why we said you have to still send out the Zavon and Mitzaram from that area. What do you mean, area? There's no area. There is an area. It's considered the oil moed. So there's no psul of Yaitzeh. So then what would be the problem? The only problem would be regarding the Mizbeach. And then we say, no, Mizbeach is there. The Shnei Mekaymis is just regarding with the curtains being up or down. That's what the Braisa is saying. That's not a problem, but that doesn't contradict the halacha of the first Braisa, but that if there's no literal Mizbeach, then everyone would agree, for sure by Kachem Kachem, but according to Bai, even by Kachem Kalam, that then it's going to be possible. Continuing a related theme regarding the Mizbeach, Amrav Huna Marav, he says, Mizbeach Shal Shiloi, the altar that was in the times of Shiloi, where there were different periods of the Jewish people, they had the Oil Moed in the Mishkan, which was in the Midbar, then they had when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, there were different periods, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built immediately, it took hundreds of years, so one of the periods was when they were in the Shiloi, so the altar over there, Shal Avanim Hayah, was made out of stone. The time like we learned the Braiser, but Lazim Yaakov Eimer, he says, Matam Alem, what does the Pasuk teach when it says Avonim, 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 Shalish Panim? Three times the Pasuk mentions in the Torah, in Mizbeach Avonim, Mizbeach Avon Loitanev, Avonim Shalem Estivna, it says three times that the Mizbeach should be built out of stone. It refers to three periods in history. Echad Shashilai, one is referring to the Mizbeach in Shilai, which was made out of stone. The Echad Shal Noiv given, one was when they were later period in Noiv and given, although those were two different places and two different periods in time, but they're considered as one type of Mizbeach because they both are similar, that they were considered Bamois, which were, they were public altars, but other private altars were permitted at the time and they weren't sanctified. And the third one is Ubay Salamim, the Beis HaMikdash, the eternal house, that there also the Mizbeach was made out of stone, in contrast to that of the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, where then the Mizbeach was not made out of stone, these three were made out of stone. Now, on this halacha, Rav Huna, Masr Rav Acha Bar Ami, he asked from the following brisa. The brisa says, Eish sheyardim min hashamayim b'mei Moshe, the fire that had descended from heaven in the days of Moshe onto his mizbeach, anachayshus, the outer mizbeach, loy nestalka ma'al mizbeach anachayshus, was never removed from the copper altar, because even when they were traveling, what they would do is they would cover it with an element which kept the fire over there. It never was removed. Ela b'mei Shleima. Only in the days of Shleima Melech, when he finally built the Beis HaMikdash, then the fire was removed from the Mizbeach HaNechashis to the Mizbeach of stone that Shleima Melech had made. And so to Ve'esh Yodah B'mei Shleima, the fire that had descended from heaven in the days of Shleima Melech onto his Mizbeach, Lo Yinestal Kachabah Menashe B'Silka, it wasn't removed until Menashe, the wicked king, came and that he caused the removal of that fire. That's what the Braisa says. On that, asked the Gemara and Rav Huna, now Ve'im Isa, now if it's so, like Rav Huna had said, that in Shiloh already, which was before the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech had built, that the altar was made out of stone, so Mi'karuhu distalically, that means to tell us that even before the time when they had set up the Mishkan in Shiloh and they built an altar of stone, so then it should have been removed already from then, from the Mizbeach and the Cheshes of Moshe Rabbeinu, because that was the purpose why in days of Shleima it was removed, because it was upgraded from copper to stone. So then it should have been removed already in times of Shiloh, if you're saying that already then it was made out of stone. Says the Gemara, you're right. This Bryce is obviously not like Rav Huna, but who, Rav Huna himself, is the Amak Reb Nosson. He says like Reb Nosson in the following Bryce, which is obviously disagreeing with the previous Bryce. Now Rashi addresses, but why didn't the Gemara just answer, as Rav Huna had brought proof from Reb Lozman Yaakov, that it says three times Avanim, that the Mizbeach Shashi was made out of Avanim? Why'd have to come on to Reb Nosson? And that says Rashi, because Reb Nosson says explicitly, historically speaking, that actually is what it was, that of Shiloh was made out of stone. From Reb Lozman Yaakov, it only says that it's valid to be made out of stone, that it could be, but it doesn't say that it was. So therefore, the Gemara wanted to rather say from Reb Nosson, the Tanakh learned the Brayis, Reb Nosson, he says, Mizbeach Shel Shiloh, what actually was it? Shanachesh's hayachal, it was also made out of copper, but it was hollow, umale avanim. In contrast to that of Moshe Rabbeinu's, it was filled with stone, and therefore, yes, according to Reb Nosson, it was removed in the days of Shiloh, from Moshe Rabbeinu's to that of Shiloh, like Rav Huna said, because it was made out of stone, and not like the previous Braisa, who said it was only removed in the days of Shleima. That's one approach. Reb Nachum Yitzchak, he gives a different answer. He says, my loy nestalko, what does it mean, as the previous Bryce had said that we asked from, that the fire wasn't removed from Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach until the days of Shleima HaMelech's Mizbeach, which means to say that even in the times of Shiloh, which was made out of stone, it wasn't removed. It means loy nestalko levatala. It means to say that it wasn't totally removed from the copper altar of Moshe Rabbeinu in totality, but it was removed because it was made out of stone, and therefore it doesn't contradict you. It's a resolution between both Bryces. It wasn't totally removed until Shleimas, but on some level it was, because it was made out of Onim and Shiloh. So the Gemara is Mahi. So what actually was the status of the, what do you mean it wasn't totally removed in the days of Mishkan Shiloh? So Rabbana Ami, the rabbi said, Shaviva Hava Mishadra. When they would sacrifice on the stone altar in Shiloh, there would still be sparks of fire that would be coming out from a heavenly fire from the Mizbeach and the Cheshish of that of Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach, which was also placed over there. So it wasn't totally removed in the days of Shiloh. But it was, because the other one was made out of Evan. Or of Papa, he says, Ushpiza Havanaket, that the fire, the heavenly fire, was like a guest. Where Vizimnan Hacha, sometimes it was on that of the one of Avanim of Shiloh, and sometimes on that of Mesha, so it wasn't totally removed, although it was, because it was made out of stone, and therefore it's not a contradiction. But in the days of Shleima, it was totally removed to that of Shleima Melech. Continuing on a related theme, it says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam. Let's continue on the halacha of the Mizbeach. We learned over there in the Mishnah Masechtas Midas. Rabbi Yossi said that initially in the times of the first base of Migdash, in the days of Shleima, the Mizbeach was actually only 28 by 28 amas squared, which if one calculates the whole area of the Mizbeach, you take away an amma of the Yisayid, which was not nothing, no avoid, no fires were on that, the bottom piece on the bottom, which was an amma. Take away an amma of the Saiviv, which, and these are two ammas, because you're considering in the whole square area. Take away an amma of the corners of the Mizbeach on the top, and an amma of where the Kahanim could walk, which in, that takes away four times two. So that makes to a total that the Mokama Hamaracha, the place where the fire on top of the Mizbeach could be, was 20 by 20. That was what it was initially was. But says the Mishnah, when the Jews from the diaspora, coming back in the times of the second base of Migdash, when they came back from Golas Bavel, they add on to the dimensions of the Mizbeach, Dalar Amas min Hadarm, but Dalar Amas min Amayrv. Four Amas of area of the Mizbeach from the south, and four Amas from the west, which comes out that then the foundation, if one is calculating from that corner, was actually 32 by 32, which would make that the total of the Maracha would be instead of 20 by 20, but rather 24 by 24, which was Kamin Gamma, which is like a Greek Gimel, which is like our Endachav, which is basically like a V, which is because the south and the west met over there, and there was an additional 4 by 4 over there in that corner. Says the Gemara, my time, why did they add on area to the Mizbeach so that the Mokam HaMarocha could be bigger in the times of the second Bais HaMikdash? Shama Amar Vesev, it says Mishum Delei Sipik, because there wasn't enough room for the Karbanos, they had to add on to the area. Avadam Le Abaya, Abaya Astra Rav Yosef, how can you say that? Hashta Mikdash Rishon, if regarding the first Bais HaMikdash, the first temple, that the Pasuk says, Imlocham Aleph, Yehuda B'Yisrael, the people of Judea and the Jewish people were Rabim Kachayla, Sher Al Hayam, were many like the sand that's by the sea. Which, if you would one count all the particles of sand, that's a lot. And still, Sipik was saying there was obviously enough room on the Mizbeach for them. So, Mikdash Sheni Dechsibi. So, regarding the second temple, which it says in the Pasuk in Ezra, when they came back for the second base of Mikdash, it says, Kol HaKol Ke'echad, all of the assembly as one were Arba Ribu, were like 40,000. And Loi Sipik, you're saying for them it wasn't enough? There was so much less. Why did they have to add on more room? So, Malay, so that Rabbi Yisrael responded, he says, you're right, there were less people. But Hasim, in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, Eish Shal Shamayim Misayatim, the fire of heaven that we were just talking about before, assisted them in consuming the Karbanos very fast. Hachal, over here in the second Beis HaMikdash, Ein Eish Shal Shamayim Misayatim, the fire of heaven did not assist them. As the Gemara explains in the first Pekah Masechta Yumin of Chaf Alef from a base based on the Pasuk, there were five things that were missing in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. And one of them was the heavenly fire, which the Gemara there explains that it was there, but it just didn't assist them in consuming the Karbanos. And that's why they needed more room to burn more Karbanos to be able to take care of it, even though they had less people. Another approach, Kiyasa Ravan, when Ravan came, he said, Amr B'Shim Ben Pazi M'Shim Bar Kapara, that the reason why they had to add on that area in the southwest was because Shitin Haisifu, in the southwestern corner that they added on the area in the south and the west, is because that was the area where, generally, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, on the Mizbeach, they would pour Nisachim, which Karbanos always had in Nisachim, libations, which they would pour wine there in the corner, as the Mishnah says later on the Samach Gimel Med Aleph. Now, in the times of Shlem, in the first Beis HaMikdash, there was a type of like a pipe, a pit, which was dug near the Mizbeach, near that corner, which is when they're pouring on the Mizbeach in that corner, it would run off the side of the Mizbeach into that pipe and go down from the Mizbeach on the side of it, like on the right connected to it, and it would drip down to the ground, and then that pit would take it down to the bottom. Now, however, in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, what they did is that they incorporated that pit into the area of the Mizbeach. So they made a hole on the top of the Mizbeach so that it could go down that pit, but it's now part of the Mizbeach. That's where they added on the area of the southwestern corner. Now, that pit was called the Shisin. Now, what's the reason why they changed this? Me'ikarasavar, initially they thought, which they did in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach Adam, the Torah calls the outer Mizbeach, the altar of earth. What does that mean? Shuhu Atta Ba'adam, that it should be stuffed up with earth, means that there shouldn't be any holes. The outer part is you make it out of copper, you make it out whatever you make it, but the inside should be stuffed with earth, no holes. And therefore, the pit to take down the Nesachim had to be on the side, not part of Mizbeach. But the slaves at the end, they thought that no. Shtiyah ka'achila. The drinking of the Mizbeach should be like the eating of the Mizbeach. Just like the eating, the Mizbeach, it gets burnt and consumed on the Mizbeach itself, so the drinking should be absorbed into the Mizbeach. Now, So then umayim mizbeach adama. So then they have to interpret, what does it mean then, an altar of earth, if it's, the drink is going down into the mizbeach, it's not totally stuffed up, there's a hole. It means shehu mechubar adama. It just means that say that the mizbeach has to be attached to the ground, but not totally stuffed up with earth. What does that mean? Shelo yivnenu loyal gabi, keeping that the mizbeach should not be built on top of arches. And as we continue to mafsamach beizim and alf, loyal gabi mechil is not on top of caves. So it should mean it should be connected to the ground, but not on top of an empty space that of like a cave beneath it. And that's why they changed it in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. Our third approach, Rabbi Yosef, which as Rashi points out, the Rabbi Yosef, as the Gemara mentioned many times in Shas, became ill and he forgot his teachings, his learning. And sometimes he would say something and he would remember that he had taught the exact opposite, and therefore he retracted, as the Gemara says, Nadam Dafnem Aleph. So what he was saying over here and giving a third approach, although he was quoted as saying a previous approach, why they added on in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, he was saying that, wait a second, hadn't I given them interpretation to say that, oh, even though they had more people in the first Beis Hamikdash, and I'm saying they didn't have enough room, that's what they added on the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, was because in times of the first Beis Hamikdash, the heavenly fire assisted them, and therefore they didn't need more room. And that's what Rabbi Yosef, no, the reason is for a different reason. It says, Lav Hainde de Tanya, isn't this that we learned in the Braisa? That the Anshe Knesset Gedolah, the men of the great assembly who were there at the times of the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash, that they realized the ultimate dimensions of the Mizbech. To them, it was revealed to them where was the exact area of the sanctified area of the Mizbech, which was not revealed to Shleima. Because like the Pasuk says in Ezra, Vayichinu ha-mizbeach al mochai naisam, that they prepared the altar on its dimensions, which means to say, Shehigiu l'saif midaisam, they figured out the exact dimensions and therefore they added on, which wasn't there in the times of the first Beis Hamikdash. That's the reason why they added on. That asks the Gemara, how can you say that? But the Pasuk says in Divrei Yom Aleph, Hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem, David HaMelech said, everything was written from the hand of Hashem, Alai Hiskel, on me, he gave me the intelligence, which means to say that all the sanctified places and their measurements were written to David. So obviously in the times of Rezabez and Migdash, his own son Shlomo, who did not make it bigger, it's not because it wasn't revealed to him the place and the dimensions, he obviously knew it also. So we're back to the question, so what does it mean that Anshe Knesset Gedolah knew better and that they went and they made it bigger according to their dimensions? Elam Rabbi Yosef, rather, he clarifies, he says, no, Kra Ashkach V'Darsh, not because that they got a prophecy more than what Shlomo HaMelech knew. They found the Pasuk and they expounded it, meaning what was said to David, the following Pasuk in Divrei Yamim Aleph, was that the dimensions of the Mizbeach could be up to 60 Amos. Now, Shlomo HaMelech knew that Pasuk too, so there was no difference that he didn't know of, he just didn't know how to interpret the Pasuk. And the Anshe Knesset Gedolah, they interpreted it and therefore they added on space according to what they needed. Now, they didn't need all the 60 Amos. And moreover, the Gemara says later on that the measurements of the Mizbech and its length and its width and its height is not ma'akiv, it's not integral. But they figured, why not add on? Because they realized that you could add on. As the Pasuk says in Divrei Yom Aleph, it says, V'yemer David, David said, Zehu Beis Hashem Elikim, this the house of Hashem God, and this is the altar for the Jewish people for their Karbanas Eilah. We make the following comparison. It's comparing the Mizbech to the Beis HaMikdash. Ki bayis, just like the house, like the Beis HaMikdash, ma bayis shishim amma, just like the Beis HaMikdash was 60 amas, as the Pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, shishim amma arkoi, that its length was 60 amas, af Mizbech shishim amma. Also, the Mizbech is fit to be 60 amas if they want to, because that area is sanctified for an area of the altar. Now, they didn't make it that big. They just made it bigger than that of Shlomo, but they realized that they could. Shlomo HaMelech didn't realize because he didn't know to interpret this pasuk to compare the Mizbeach to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he kept it to the size that he did. Anshe Knesset Gedolah would not reveal anything that he didn't know because everything was already in the Pesukim. They just realized how to interpret the pasuk, and that's where Rabbi Yosef said they added on to the dimension of the Mizbeach in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash.